your shine's on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Okay. Hello, foodies and geeks.
Hello.
I'm Matman.
He's Matman. I'm Tom with Two Stars.
And together we are the
DFG unit.
What? Everybody, podcast about food, comics, TV shows, and geek news.
Hurricane coming right at you.
Hurricane on Thanksgiving.
That's right.
A couple days after Thanksgiving.
Yep. Not quite a week.
No, not quite a week.
But we're still full, though.
I am still full. I was full the next day.
The next morning.
After still.
Yeah, when I woke up to go to work, I was like, oh my gosh. This is going to stink.
Larry wanted to go Black Friday shopping. And we woke up, and my wife went with us, too, and it was like 6 in the morning. And so we went to Target. And then after Target, she wanted to go get McDonald's. And I was like, I'm not even hungry.
Yeah, I know.
My stomach hurts, but it's still late.
They had like a bunch of leftover potluck at work, so it's like if you wanted to bring something in,
okay,
you could do that. So I like the first break, I didn't eat anything. But around lunchtime, I ate.
Good food?
Yeah. They're like ham and stuff and stuffing. A lot of good
nice
stuff.
Nice. I ate a sausage biscuit.
Ooh.
At McDonald's. But at Target, when we went Black Friday shopping, did I tell you what I got?
No.
So the reason why I want to go to Target is they always do a sweet-ass DVD special.
Blu-ray specials?
Yeah, and so I got Wonder Woman, Blu-ray and DVD.
Linda Carter Wonder Woman?
No.
Oh,
the new one.
More Gal Gadot.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Nice.
Power Rangers, the new movie.
I thought you had Power Rangers.
No.
Oh.
And Deadpool.
Nice.
Blu-ray. All Blu-rays.
All good movies,
the only
actually
one that wasn't the DVD and digital was Deadpool. Everything
Deadpool
else. How much do you think that cost me?
I mean, if retail price, probably be like $60.
If not more than that.
Yeah.
Usually, like, the
They're
Blu-ray DVD is like $20-$25.
Yeah. How much cost you?
$30.
Dang, son.
Not bad, right?
That's a good deal. It's a bargain.
And then I bought Larry GTA 5. How much do you think GTA 5 was for Xbox 360?
$30.
$15.
Dang.
Boom. Good deal, right?
Got some bargains right there.
Yeah, I got some bargains. That was the only good thing we found, because then we went to Books A Million, and then we went to the mall, and we couldn't find anything anymore.
I wanted to get, I know GameStop was selling PS4 Slims for $300, and then you get a $50 gift card, but I was like, I should save.
I thought
my
I saw
money.
Some ads at $199.
It might have been $199.
I think it was $199 for the PS4 Slim, and then
maybe that's what it was. $199 and then a $50 gift card.
When
at
we were, got to GameStop at 8:30, they were all sold out of them.
That's what I figured. So I didn't get out of work until like 2:30, 3 o'clock. So I didn't even try.
Oh yeah, what?
So
you came over for Thanksgiving.
I did. I went to the Matt Cave.
That was nice. I'm happy you came over.
It was fun.
Spiced it up a little bit.
Changed it up.
How did you like the turkey I made?
Oh, beer braised goodness.
Yeah, it was a little different this year. I
it's
basted it in beer.
It was actually good. So when I was sneaking some bits while I was mm-hmm. still in the gravy, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was juicy and beery.
It was a little beery. I used Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Mm.
And then Winter Lager is brewed with like cinnamon and orange peels. So what I did is I copied that with turkey. So then I stuffed
it with
an
cinnamon.
Onion, cinnamon, and orange on
the Well, you know what?
Too.
It was pretty darn good.
And then I dumped two full beers over it.
Two?
But then I rubbed butter
all over the
two sticks of butter and garlic and orange zest and bay leaves. And just rubbed it all. What I did is I peeled the skin of it. You're all right. You okay?
Sorry, I had a food gag.
What I did is I peeled the skin away.
So you took the skin off, then put
and
that
then
on,
I
put the skin back on and did
well,
it?
Well, I didn't. The skin never fully came off.
Well, true. You just
it
get
wasn't
it.
Like taking
get
the
underneath
Joker's
it.
Face. I got underneath.
I put the butter on my face. Bake me oven. Bake me Batman in your bat oven.
What comic is that? Was that Death in the Family?
Yeah.
When
he cuts his own face off, put it upside down, puts it back on.
And then that comic makes you think that he cut off the whole Batman family's face.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
That was his face, which is even weirder. Creepy looking, too.
I think they have, like, you can go to, like, most comic book stores and get that mask, too, where it comes with the death in the family.
Well, what he does is he, like, at the end, he captures Batman or something, and he goes back, and something happens, he gives an ultimatum, and then he pretends to serve their faces on a platter, but, and then when Joker leaves, he takes the wrappings off and their faces are
still on. That true Joker style plays with, gets in their minds.
That was a good one. But yes, the turkey was delicious.
Mm.
And then we made pumpkin cannolis.
Those were darn good, too.
Which were pretty, pretty good. And they weren't pumpkin spice cannolis.
Oh, yeah. Before all you geekers freak out, they had actual pumpkin in them, right? Sheesh. Yes, we haven't sold out yet.
A whole can of real pumpkin.
Unless, like, some major pumpkin spice person drops, like, we're going to give you $2 million and you have a little pumpkin spice.
No, okay.
Okay. All right. We haven't sold out yet.
I'll put pumpkin spice all over me. I'll eat it every day.
Ding! You know, like in the commercials where they smile and their teeth glisten.
Oh, the Mentos commercials? I do that shit. I do anything for $2 million. Wink.
I would do anything for money. And I'll especially do that.
So it was a good Thanksgiving, and then a friend came over later on, and we played some card games and
Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous Dave, that's good. And drank some beer, and it was a good night.
It was fun, cigars and beer, just hanging out, talking, hashing about life.
So
it's a long day, too.
It was a long day, because you came over at like 2, and you didn't leave like midnight.
Almost midnight, yeah.
What's your usual favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
Eating. I love to eat.
I love doing what we did, is peeling the little bits off the turkey.
Yeah, I'll snack. Like, I'll have my main part, have a whole full plate, maybe second plate, and then, like, throughout the day, we're chit-chatting, catching up, and I'll be snacking, and I'll be taking this, a little bit of that.
It was funny, because, like, as I'm trying to cut up the turkey, like, you would come over and grab a piece, and then my aunts would come over and grab a piece, and Larry was grabbing pieces. And
so good. I feel like Homer.
Oh, and then for alcohol geeks, I made
geekaholics.
Our geekaholics.
Geekaholics.
Our geekaholics. I made the cranberry mule. So I made a normal Moscow mule, but then added cranberry juice and cranberries to it.
That's actually pretty good.
And that was pretty delicious, also.
A little ginger beer kick.
It was a good thing.
What's the difference between ginger ale and ginger beer?
Ginger beer is alcoholic.
Is it? No, I didn't realize that. Oh,
okay.
No. No, it's not. It's just a soda.
Some ginger beer is alcoholic.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact difference between ginger beer and ginger ale.
Okay. I was just curious. Because I know I've had ginger beer before, non-alcoholic. Yeah. I was just like, what's...
Or I know some ginger beer ale, is ginger alcoholic. Beer.
But they're just like, so it's just... I don't know. I was just curious.
Ginger soda.
Ginger ale.
Ginger meat.
Ginger blue. Ginger hair.
Ginger hair.
Ginger bread.
I'm going to put the ginger in my hair. I don't know what that was.
What? It's inbred ginger.
I have the best hair ever, okay.
I swear it's the best.
I put ginger in it all the time.
Put the ginger in the hair and the ginger in the hair.
That's how I get my cool waves, all right? It's not a comb over, okay? It's ginger. It's ginger.
Straight
the
ginger.
The greatest ginger. I only get the freshest ginger and put it from... China.
And wherever it comes straight from China.
China comes.
$1,000 sushi cake.
Take that back.
I take the ginger right
all
off.
All my ginger is locally sourced in America.
That's right.
I only buy from American sources.
Wink, wink.
Put the ginger in my hair. I grab the ginger right by the ginger.
Just go around and grab the ginger.
The ginger just lets me grab it, okay? Like I'm Matt Lauer. Lauer grabs
Matt
Lauer.
Lauer.
Oh! Wow. Wow. Okay. Did you see on Twitter today? He puts in Twitter. Wow.
That's what he put in his
He shares the story. But wow.
There's really no... There's not much substance to Matt Lauer, is there? I've heard iffy things about him back in the day.
Well, the greatest... I love Donald Trump because he's so damn entertaining.
He is.
He's the most entertaining president.
He's the most
ever.
Definitely entertaining president.
Did you see the video where he met with like the Indian chiefs?
No.
So a couple days ago, he met with these Indian chiefs. It was some, I don't know, Thanksgiving thing, and he was talking about treaties and their great tribes. I don't know exactly what it was for, but he's talking to them, and he's like, you know, a lot of people that have great relationships. You great people love the Indians. And then he was like, we have a lady among us, okay? She We'll call her Pocahontas.
Wow.
And he's talking about the senator that claims she's like
Native American.
That she's like related to Pocahontas. And so he called her like Pocahontas right in front of him. And their faces. Like, just turned. You should watch the video. It was hilarious.
They just got real stone faced. Like, what? What the hell?
I'm going to go home and Melania's going to make me a nice turkey. It's going to be great.
It's going to be the best turkey ever.
I don't know about you, but Melania makes the best turkeys ever. Just ask Sean Hannity. He said so. Okay.
I want to punch. Me like a punch President Paleface in face.
Paleface in face.
President Paleface.
President Orange Face.
Orange Face. Pumpkin Face.
Hashtag Pumpkin Spice President no more.
Ding. Pumpkin Spice PSP. Pumpkin Spice President.
So, there's been a lot of things we've missed since we've kind of been away. Justice League came out.
Justice League. Have you seen it yet?
Believe it or not, no.
You have not seen it yet.
Have you seen it yet?
I saw it, yeah.
What?
You were at work.
Cheater!
You cheated on me plenty of times to go to the movies without
but
me.
But I told you! You kept it a secret. Adulterer.
Adulterer. I could cheat on you with
when
movies.
Did you see it?
I saw it the Sunday after it came out.
You didn't even tell me. You came over for Thanksgiving. You didn't even
say. I would have sworn we talked about it.
I don't know. We didn't.
I asked
who would
you
go see
it
with?
I saw it with Jay Roney.
Jay Roney.
We talked about Jay Roney. You know Jay Roney. He works at a specific coffee place.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
So Jay Roney and P. Diddy Jr.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe you saw it with Laymaster.
No.
Because he was in town.
He wasn't in town the weekend it came out, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw that Sunday after it came out. So I saw
so P. Diddy didn't go?
No. Well, I invited P. Diddy, but only P. Diddy Jr. wanted to go.
Junior and J. Roney.
J. Roney and a couple of his friends.
Okay. So non-spoilers, I guess, because I haven't seen it. It's been almost 2 weeks.
It's been a while. So if you want me to give me non-spoilers and what I think, I'm just going to keep it short. It gave me more questions than answers. And it still bugs me. So.
So you weren't a big fan?
Not a big fan.
See, I hear
there were parts where I was like, oh, this is awesome. And there's parts like, what the hell? And there's parts like, oh, this is touching. And then there's like the end, which
so
is like, what the hell?
It was very Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I've heard people that love it.
Yeah.
And people that despise it. You're more in the middle.
I'm in the middle. I don't hate it, but I still like, they had such big potential with it, and it just, mm-mm.
And that sucks, because it should be amazing.
It should have been, but it's
how
not.
How do you screw up the Justice League? This seems like an easy thing to do.
I don't know, Snyder and friggin' Whedon, just their ideas clashed and just didn't work. I don't know.
I listened to Kevin Smith's version before it was spoilery.
Okay.
So I only know bits and pieces, because usually when he gives a review, it's all spoilers.
That's
so
true.
Heard a 5-minute kind of thing. He loved it.
Yeah.
He said he cried, and there's so many good
his
moments.
His best friends in it, so.
Right? Supposedly, he hasn't talked to him in like a decade.
Really? No way.
Quotation marks. But he said he loved it.
Actual drama queen Kevin Smith.
But what did he say negative about it? Oh, he said you could definitely tell the Josh Whedon parts
and
the
Snyder parts.
He said he and he's a director, so I guess that makes sense. He said he could just tell from cut to cut of what, oh, Josh did that, oh, Scott Snyder did that.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I would be able to. So how do you think I will feel about it?
I think you're not going to like it. You're going to have to wait till the extended cut comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm still going to go try to see it in the theater, I think. All
right, I'll go with you.
I think I'm still, I just don't know when. I've been super busy in life.
Because again, it's another one of those movies where there's a lot going on, so I want to see it again just try and find the stuff. Because there's parts that I thought was like great.
Okay.
But they're few and far between.
So there's a lot of good, kind of like Batman v Superman, there are some scenes that are like the fanboy and you are like, oh my gosh, this is
so
cool.
And then there's just like, what?
I heard there's an after credit scene
there
too.
Is.
And it's okay.
It's, yeah. It's nothing that's gonna ruin anything. Yeah. No story driven after credit scene.
No?
They did. There's two actually credit scenes. Okay. One that's gonna continue it, and another one that's just kind of like Marvel style, where it's like a little jokey.
All right.
Credit
scene. I heard Flash kind of stands out.
He does. He's like the only jokey one of the whole group.
Good.
He's not like making jokes on purpose. He's like awkward.
The movie's not too jokey throughout it?
Not really. Not like Thor Ragnarok.
Comedy special hour. Up next, Thor on the comedy special stand-up screen.
Do you believe what they're doing on airplanes now?
Though there's airplanes.
Though there's a peanuts on airplanes.
It's just so weird from the first movie where it's all there and thou hast that.
Yeah, it's not
Odin's beard.
We talking about that where it's
the, ho, 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 I'm a jokester penis by my hole. It's like, what the?
What?
I don't know about naked that. Hulk, like I'm
naked Hulk. Yeah, we already talked about that. Thor's just not the same character. I mean, I can understand they needed to change him based on what happened in the movie, but he should still be noble Thor. But either way,
but how was Ben?
Ben, I wanted more Ben.
Not a whole lot of Ben.
He's in it a lot. It's just not Bat Ben focused.
Yeah, just like the Batman v Superman. Right. Really, we didn't get a whole
like
lot.
Like it starts off with Batman being Batman, and then you have a lot of Bruce Wayne for a little while, and more Bruce Wayne. And the thing is, he's like just straightforward Bruce Wayne a lot of time. They're like, oh hey, you're Bruce. Oh hey, you're Batman. Hey, you're Bruce. Hey, you're Batman. Yeah. There's no secret. He's not keeping his identity from him. It's just straightforward. I'm Batman. Yeah. I'm Bruce.
You made me so not excited to see it now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Obviously, I wasn't that excited because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean,
it
it's been 2 weeks and you haven't seen it.
If I really wanted to see it, I could have made time.
It's okay. We got, 2 weeks? And then we have a movie that we're just going to explode.
Star Wars Last Jedi. I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
I think it is, too.
It looks pretty, and all the scenery they keep pushing out, and scenes, and trailers, it just looks good, 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 good. Did you see the trailer with Luke on the Falcon? There's a TV spot.
Oh, okay.
There's a TV spot of him walking on the Falcon.
I'm good with the last trailer that came out. I don't want to see any more.
I agree, because I would have liked, it was sweet seeing him on the Falcon, but I was like, why didn't you keep that till him?
Yeah, I'm like a little nostalgic, like he's feeling like... Is that what the point is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw...
You
well,
saw...
Well, I want to talk about two things.
Okay, two things. First thing.
Friday night, after shopping, we came home, took naps and stuff. And then my wife and I went out to the movies. So we did see a movie.
You did do the... Okay, you did
we saw Murder night. On the Orient Express.
Okay.
And it was very good.
It was very good.
Highly
okay.
recommend
it. Looked pretty cool.
I never seen the original movie.
I didn't either.
I've never read the book. It's the Agatha Christie novel.
Oh, is it? Okay, so it's a mystery.
It's a mystery. So. It's got Johnny Depp in it.
I mean, Doctor Who loves Agatha Christie, so it's got to
be good. Right? It's got Johnny Depp in it.
Oh, does it? Really?
It's
I missed that part.
Daisy Ridley in it.
Daisy Ridley, Josh Gad.
It's got William Dafoe in it.
William Dafoe's in it. Where's the Spider-Man?
It's got
Spider-Man killed someone.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's got Penelope Cruz in it.
Oh, okay.
Lots of big names. It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Willem Dafoe is Willem Dafriend.
Yeah. Johnny Depp chews the scenery a lot. Oh. He's the victim.
Oh, is he? Oh, so, okay.
He's
the
good.
Murderer on the Express?
He's the guy who gets killed, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But there's still plenty of him in it. He's still the star. Other than the main... The detective.
Oh.
And
who is the detective?
I forget his name.
He is from
you ever see the show, it's an Australian crime show. It's called Wallander. Have you ever seen that?
I've heard of it, yes, but I haven't seen it.
He's Wallander. So, and I can't remember his name right now. But, he
this
was
why we need a producer.
But, I guess three things. So... Do you remember, like, the 90s, how...
I remember the 90s.
They had... The movie theaters back then were so much different than the movie theaters we have now. They had, like, mini arcades in them.
Oh, yeah.
And the carpets were all, like, decked out.
Lupin. Or not Lupin, but... What's his face? I forget his name, but yeah.
He's in Harry Potter?
Yeah. He plays... What's his face? The memory charm guy. The bad guy from...
Oh, yes.
Chamber of Secrets.
The guy who
it's an L. I'm pretty sure it's an L.
and he lies about Lockhart. Gilderoy Lockhart. Yeah.
I knew he was in there.
I didn't even think about that. That is Gilderoy Lockhart. That's cool. That makes it even better. He did a very good job on it. But so, and then they have the butter popcorn. You get the popcorn, and they get the butter squirters. You can put your own butter on it and stuff.
Yeah.
There is an AMC in Fort Myers that is old school, like you're walking into a movie theater in 1998. Really? And it's amazing. And they have a mini arcade there. They got 20 games. And then they have the manual butter squirts on it. It was so great. And I was in heaven. So we went and saw that. And then afterwards, the River District Fort Myers, we're going to totally do this. They have this restaurant there.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer was in it too.
Yeah, Pfeiffer is. She's one of the main characters too. There's a place that they call The Lodge. And Judy it's a Dench. Very first concept.
Sorry, I'm just going to keep naming it. So. Judy Dench.
Judy Dench. Yeah, Dame Judy Dench, right?
I apologize, madam. Dame Judy Dench.
Yeah, she was in it. She was good in it, too.
I don't know who this guy I'm looking for is, so I'm going to probably pass him.
Who are you looking for?
The guy who's the main detective guy.
Oh, it's Gilroy Lockhart.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. What was his name?
Am I Kenneth Branagh?
Yeah,
Kenneth Hercule Perriott?
Who?
Hercule Perriott.
Yeah, that was his name.
My name's Hercule.
French. So, it's a very
I'm
first
I'm going to defeat Sale in the Ultimate Tournament.
It's a very first concept.
World's Strongest Fighter.
And it's called The Lodge. And they're saying is sports, brews, barbecue.
Ooh.
And their idea is that they want to bring a Colorado ski lodge to Florida. Hmm. So it's like you're walking into a cabin.
Like a water ski lodge?
No, like a snow ski lodge.
Then what's the point?
And they have a big fireplace.
Like kind a giant of moose?
They've got moose heads and elk heads, and they got a big bear.
You gotta wear like a down jacket to go in there? No. Good. Because I'm gonna sweat my teepees off.
They serve game, like wild game. They have like Florida wild hog there. They've got venison. But then they have things like burgers, and they have duck wings and pig wings
duck
and regular
wings.
And
I've had duck drumsticks.
Ribs and all sorts of stuff. And just a cool, cool place. Got their own sauces. But then they have a tap wall.
A tap wall.
So all their craft beers are on a tap wall. It's a 10 taps.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a bracelet.
Yeah.
This bracelet's got a little icon on it. You go up to the little tap thing. It tells you what beer it is.
Yeah.
You grab your glass. You can grab a 20-ounce mug. Or you can grab a 16-ounce pint glass. And then you put your little chip on what beer you want.
So it's like a drinker's magic band?
Yeah. And you put your little chip on the beer you want, and then you just pour the beer. And you can pour 2 ounces, or you could pour 22 ounces.
It just
ounces.
Charges you based on
and
whatever.
It charges you per ounce.
Is there like an all-you-can-drink option?
There is not, no.
Damn.
So they charge you per ounce, but then they cut you off every 32 ounces. So at 32 ounces, they cut you off, then the server comes over your table, assesses your alcohol intake. Make sure checks, you know.
Damn,
you're
kind of a big boy. Okay,
signs
you can get some
intoxication.
More. That's a smart idea.
Yeah, and then they'll restart your chip. But then they have like 6 projectors.
Yeah.
And then they have a bunch of TVs and stuff.
Showing
I want to go there.
Where is this?
For a football game. It's River District.
River District.
In Fort Myers.
Fort
so have you been to the River District? They have the Ford's Garage down there.
I've never been to Ford's Garage. So nope, never been there.
We're totally going down there one day.
That sounds pretty awesome, actually.
I want this place to be next door.
Is it open or is it not open?
It is open.
It's already open.
My wife and I went.
Oh, that's where you went. Okay.
And I wish I could just have stayed there for 7 hours.
Just
it was so
there.
Cool.
Is this a real lodge? I want to stay here.
Yeah.
Please.
It was amazing. So if you live in the Florida area down by us, definitely check out The Lodge. If not, check it out online. They get a website, thelodge.com. Hopefully they'll open more restaurants. Support them because it's an amazing concept. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
A lot of things nowadays are like cool concepts, but people are so basic that they just won't go for it. It's stupid.
Yeah, they want to go.
But a lot of these cool places are dying.
Yeah.
Crab and beans.
Yes, and, I agree.
TGIF tarts, I don't know.
TGIF tarts. So there's got to be more geek news that we haven't talked about, but I don't know what it is. There's been a lot of stuff going on. But
a few things.
How about video games?
Video games?
So Battlefront 2 came out, right?
No.
It's not out yet.
Battlefront 2 came out like 10 years ago.
What's the new one
Star
called?
Wars Battlefield. Star Wars
Thank
Battlefront
you.
2, yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Okay.
It came out.
That came out.
Okay. I haven't heard... I heard there was some kind of...
There's a lot of controversy about it.
Controversy.
We'll talk about the controversy first and then how EA tried to answer it.
So the controversy has to do with DLCs, right?
So a lot of the big thing... Yeah, well, not really. So a lot of the things that video games have been doing nowadays is microtransactions.
Yes.
You get a good chunk of the game, but a lot of the main game is held behind microtransactions.
Which you gotta throw more money.
You want cool gun skins, you gotta buy these crates. You want more weapons and more upgrades, you gotta buy crates. Games are doing like crazy nowadays, and to be honest, I'm getting sick of it. Because I'm paying like hundreds of bucks. Like, if I buy a game and a season pass, and I still don't get the entire game, that's annoying.
First, you buy the system.
Yeah.
Then you gotta buy the game. Then you gotta buy the season pass. So, like, for me, the only time I've experienced this is I bought WWE 2K16.
2K16, okay, that's about the same time, yeah.
And I was like, oh, sweet. And then to play the fucking game, I had to buy a $100 season pass.
Yeah, you know, so then, probably a lot more characters and stuff.
So then, but even to play online mode or anything.
Really?
So I bought the season pass.
Yeah, games used to do that, too, a couple years ago. They have to have this online pass in order to play stuff.
So I buy the game. Then I buy the pass. And then, for more DLC content, I had to buy more stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought a $100 season pass. Why didn't that get me everything?
I know, that's a good point.
So, that's kind of what they did with Battlefield?
In a way. So, Battlefield 2, technically,
it's
all
Battlefront
the,
2,
Battlefront.
Right?
Well, Battlefront 2 was the original, and then they kind of remade it.
So, this is Star Wars
this
Battlefront
This is Star Wars 2. Battlefront 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Which is the remake of the game that came out like 10, 15 years ago.
So have you bought this game?
I have not.
Okay.
Because
so
it was ridiculous.
Okay.
I played the beta, and I hated it. I didn't hate it, but I really didn't like it.
Why didn't you like it?
Because literally, like, I'm playing the beta, and I'm, like, shooting people in the head, and they're like, duck, 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 and their health bar's going, and then I turn around and get, I'm dead.
From shooting them in the head?
I'm shooting, lighting people up in the head. It takes forever for them to die. I get hit, like, four times, and
I'm dead.
They
should die if you shoot them in the head.
I know! So I was like, enough of this crap. I'm not buying this game. So, the real controversy, again, microtransactions. So, EA, they announced, so this game, you're going to get all the DLC, nothing, no season pass, and they're like, everyone's like, yay, that's great. But then the game launched, and they realized that all the heroes that you can unlock are locked behind about 40 hours worth of gameplay, because what you have to do is play games, you play, you unlock credits, and you save your credits, you can buy stuff. You can either buy crates. Or you buy the heroes.
With gameplay. That's right. Okay. That's old school gaming.
Right. But they unlock... You don't get any heroes. You unlock your first hero after about 40 hours worth of gameplay.
Oh, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gameplay.
That's an ass load of gameplay. And that's
They're like... Or you can buy
Or you can just buy the credits and unlock your heroes that way. So everyone was like, F this, EA.
Okay. So it's stupid.
It is
right?
Pretty dumb.
My question is...
Yeah.
How much are the microtransactions?
I mean, you can buy, I think, I haven't played, again, since I don't have the game, I don't know how much stuff, but it depends on the game. So you should buy, and I know at least with Gears of War 4, if I want to buy a crate with skins and stuff, it's like, it starts at like $2, and it goes up to like literally $100, which gives you like 100 different packs. So if you want to unlock, but all that stuff is... doesn't really do anything for the game.
Right, so you can still play the game.
You can still play the game, but all the cool stuff you have to pay for. Now, with Battlefront 2, literally the way theirs works is, because I played the beta and it kind of gave me a glimpse, is all the crates you unlock upgrades for your characters and your weapons, perks, stuff like that, is all through the crate system.
Okay.
So this is a bigger deal than like Gears of War, which is just skins.
So there is a story mode you can play.
There is
right?
a story mode.
And that was the problem with the first Battlefront that people were mad about.
Just
there's
multiplayer.
No story mode.
There's like an arcade mode, but
which,
no story mode.
Which pissed me off.
It ticked me off. It's still fun to play, but there's it would have been more awesome with the story mode, because that's what I loved about the second one.
Yeah.
It had a great story mode.
The original second one.
Yes, the original second one.
Yeah. Okay.
Came out like 2005.
Right. So, there have been some movie trailers, I think, that came out since we've talked.
Well, let me answer how they've fought
Oh,
back.
I'm sorry.
So, they have answered. Right. They said they're going to cancel the microtransactions. EA has come forward, and they've reduced the cost for the heroes by, like, 75%. So, they've come back, and they've said, like, we're going to do this. We're sorry, blah, 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 blah.
And so, what did people say?
People were like, all right, thank you, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, I hope that they take this as a step forward, games from now on. And they realize that people don't want that. If I'm paying this much for a game, because you just pay like 50, 60 bucks for a game back in the day, got all the content.
So what content would you be okay with paying for?
I don't mind season passes. I don't mind that. So basically the idea of buying like story content expansions for, let's say, paying 20 bucks. Like the Legend of Zelda expansion pass was 20 bucks. And it came with two or three story expansions, which were probably like 10, 15 bucks a piece. So you save money getting a season pass.
Yeah. So how do you feel about... I forget what I was going to ask. So
Brown Starfish.
Obviously, like DLCs, they should count, right? So yeah. Extra downloadable content.
But the
so
thing is, like,
if you buy Injustice, they should too. It should come with 12 characters,
yeah,
or whatever. It comes with 30 characters, yeah. And then you, if you want to buy a special character, it's an extra $5. I get that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. But games nowadays are putting like pre-order bonuses and stuff like that locked behind purchases. So if like, oh, I didn't pre-order this, sorry, you can't have it unless you want to pay for it.
Right. Things so like that. Let's say like. New Batman game comes out. I don't have an Xbox, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to go buy an Xbox One to play this new Batman game.
Yeah.
So an Xbox One, $500, right?
They're cheaper now. You can probably get like $300.
$300. So $300. Then I'm going to have to buy the game.
Yep. So that's $60.
That's $60. $360. Then I'm going to have to buy an Xbox Gold Pass.
Probably wouldn't hurt. I mean, you could technically get stuff with silver, like, but if you want to play, like, if let's say this game has multiplayer.
So let's say I gotta get gold. So gold's $100.
$60 a year.
$60?
Yeah.
So that's $420. $420. And then I have to buy a season pass. Let's say I buy a season pass.
Yep.
That's another $80. Content. So to play one game, I'm at $500.
$500 right there. Now the season pass for like Arkham Knight was $50. But it came with, I literally calculated all the stuff that you unlocked. Yeah. It was, like, $100 worth of DLC. So you save $50 buying the season pass.
That's just crazy.
But that's starting to get annoying how they're just not giving you a full game anymore.
Yeah.
They're making you buy
it. It's like
everything
on your cell phones.
Yeah.
When you get a game on your cell phone, you download it, and they're like, oh, you want this? Gotta pay.
Well, the game's free, but if you want to play the whole game, you gotta buy this, buy that. Or
that
you gotta spend
annoying.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours unlocking everything.
I could see how that's a little annoying. Yeah, because I saw they have, like, the memes and stuff on there, mm-hmm. where there was, like, a Star Wars meme, and then it would, like, be part of a scene, and then it was, like...
Rest of the movie, you gotta pay for this.
Yeah, you gotta pay for it.
Just picture Star Wars Episode 8 like that.
Pay X amount of money to download Darth Vader, or something like that.
You wanna watch the rest of the movie? Here's, you gotta buy another ticket.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised 10 years down the road they do that crap.
Yeah.
They put, like, a little ATM or, like, a swipe on your seat. And like,
oh, yeah, for advisors?
Up. Oh, yeah, but then you get swiped.
Time's up. That would be ridiculous.
Do you
want to
see what happens? Swipe your card.
Want a trial? Watch this ad. Like right in the middle of the movie. Like an ad pops up. You're like, son of a bee!
That is pretty annoying. So movie trailers.
Movie trailers.
Has there been any... I think we talked about Jumanji.
They have a new Jumanji
trailer. The biggest trailer that we just need to talk about.
Yeah, it came out today.
We don't need to talk about anything else other than this.
Yeah, that's true.
Avengers Infinity War.
Finally! We have an actual trailer.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty awesome.
If you haven't watched the trailer, go watch it.
It's epic.
It's good. What was your favorite part of the trailer?
I like the part where... They're kind of, like, breaking up piece by piece of how everybody's, like... It seems very, like, they're falling apart still. Like, I know at the end of...
Civil War,
they were kind of separated. And we haven't really touched back on the main Avengers in a while. So it still seems like that they're still very falling apart. They're broken friendships.
Putting pieces back together.
And now, all of a sudden, they got this big intergalactic bad guy. And they got to pull the team up. How are they going to do it?
Mm-hmm. It does seem like that. My favorite part was Peter. You see Peter on a bus.
Yeah, he's just like on the public bus.
And then he's doing something and then his eyes get wide.
He's just like, he's like listening to music and all of a sudden he like zooms into his arm hairs and they all stand up on ends.
And then he turns around and there's that big circle
giant teleportation ring or something. I don't know.
Super cool because at Homecoming, one of my biggest pet peeves about Homecoming,
there was no spider sense.
No spider sense. You barely saw any spider powers, period. It's like everything came from cartridges that were made. It was like he was a teenage Iron Man.
Now, to be fair, the original Spider-Man didn't have webbing like in the original.
He didn't. He made his cartridge, but he had plenty of other powers.
He did.
He had super strength.
Super agility, strength.
Super agility. He could jump. He could stick to walls. He had Spidey sense.
Yeah.
And they didn't really show hardly any of that.
They didn't touch much on that.
Which was a little annoying.
Yeah.
But, so this showed the Spidey sense, and I thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
I also like the part with Black Panther, and he's doing his little... Everybody's got their own little narrating part, mm-hmm. which I thought was kind of cool. And Black Panther is doing his little speech, and he's like, I'm gonna give this man his shield.
Yeah, and then the Captain walks out.
Captain walks out.
I thought that was pretty cool. And his
full hipster beard.
Hipster beard. I don't know, he doesn't have the coif, does he?
Yeah. No, uh-uh. So it's amazing. It's our first speech... Peak out of it comes out May 2018.
May 4th.
May 4th.
May the 4th be with us because we're gonna just die.
Right.
Of awesomeness.
Why does Black Widow have blonde hair?
I don't know. She got. I don't know. Maybe she.
That
had
needs. They need to make that into a whole separate movie.
Whole separate movie. Just explaining where the blonde hair came from.
I want an hour and a half Black Widow movie. Tell me why the hell they gave her blonde hair.
When Bruce left. I got so sad and emo, and I dyed my hair.
The sun went down.
The sun's going down. Oh, now it's coming up. Here's my hair. I'm so pretty. Look at my hair.
It was good, though. I'm totally looking forward to it. The other thing I want to talk about, just to kind of wrap things up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Punisher.
Punisher.
Have you watched any Punisher yet?
No.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
I still haven't watched Stranger Things yet.
Oh. 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 I'm gonna kill him. I gotta. That's my new Punisher impersonation. I'm gonna kill them all.
I put them down and I stay and they stay down.
I'm gonna put them down. Dude, it is like, I'm on episode 10. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I thought you finished it.
No, not yet. I hope they don't ruin it because it is good. And it's depressing.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Of course it is.
And
it's got no family.
And it's very like PTSD, military focused. If you're in the military or been in a war, maybe don't watch this. It's pretty dark. And it's pretty gristly. But... it's beautiful.
Okay.
And I don't want to give any spoilers away, but there's so many
like
good scenes.
The main bad guy is like Jigsaw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without Jigsaw. It's what Marvel does best. Yeah. They just take a name of a character and then make it their own thing. But it's great. If you haven't watched it yet, definitely check it out. As long as it stays on this track, it's my favorite.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't fuck up, I like it more than Daredevil.
Oh,
so, God. But you gotta have a strong stomach. You gotta be okay with violence.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty intense.
And you gotta be able to handle depressing concepts, because there's some pretty depressing crap in it. It's definitely a story of loss.
Yeah,
like the theme is loss, anti-war, kind of like. Almost like going on like the gun debate too. It's pretty deep. But it is definitely good and worth the watch. So if you haven't seen it yet, I definitely recommend that you check it out. Let us know what you think about Justice League, what you think about Punisher if you disagree with us. Where can they do that at, Tommy Two Stars?
Well, they got several options. One on the Instagrams, Deep Fried Geeks. On the Twitter, at Deep Fried Geeks. Facebook, Deep Fried Geeks. Or you can email us now at
deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com. Boom! I have one question for you.
Sure.
Let's say that we cast Christopher Walken as the Punisher.
As the Punisher?
But Christopher Walken has to give his John Bernthal Punisher impersonation. Okay. What would it sound like?
So he's giving an impression of John Bernthal.
As the Punisher.
As the Punisher, okay.
So the director's like, I want you to be Punisher, Chris, because we have to recast, but we really like John's version.
Some scheduling snafu and John can't make it.
So
we got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to be tough. I'm going to shoot you. You killed my family. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to make you punish. What am I? I went somewhere. What have I done?
Keep calm and geek on.